This weekend, the Philadelphia Orchestra performs for the Pope on the Ben Franklin Parkway at a concert Saturday and at a Mass on Sunday afternoon. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on the orchestra's role as Philadelphia hosts the World Meeting of Families.
When the musicians of the Philadelphia Orchestra draw their bows, swing their mallets, and breathe melody and harmony into the woodwinds and brass, they keep a rich tradition of great music alive. But the orchestra's mission is more.
When we met over a year ago with the Archdiocese, we talked about the role of the orchestra and why. My answer was very simple.
Orchestra President Allison Volgamore.
To be of service. We don't play for ourselves. We craft and we curate a great art form, but it is in service to our community. And we felt raising our hand very early, contributing the orchestra services, contributing Yannick services, frankly saying we're available for what you need.
On Sunday, the orchestra will play music for the Mass, as well as prelude and postlude music chosen by organizers with the orchestra's input. Music that can inspire, connect across cultures, and set a tone.
This is a moment in history where Pope Francis will address millions of people, and we will also, with our music, touch those hearts and again allow them to breathe in his message even more fully because of being a partner of the soul. I believe that's what music is.
The Mass will also involve a 500-member choir. Among the other performers at Saturday's concert, Andrea Bocelli, Juanes, and Aretha Franklin.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.